EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Carla D, and you are tuned in to another edition of the Ethos on EOTM Radio. Welcome back, y'all. This is your girl, Carla B, and we have a extra super, super exciting show tonight. We got our boy, second-timer on EOTM Radio, singer, actor, et cetera. But before we bring him on, a couple things, a couple announcements, a couple shout-outs. I definitely have to show love to somebody very special, Ashley Carter. She's a DJ, DJ Rilati right here on EOTM Radio. She had a bouncy baby boy today in California. He was 8 pounds, 6 ounces. Congratulations to DJ Rilati, a.k.a. Ashley Carter, a.k.a. my daughter. So I definitely want to shout her out. And as I said, oh, my goodness, we have an exciting show. We got some sexy stuff going on tonight. I'm putting on my black dress and all that good stuff in honor of our guest, et cetera. Before we even bring him on, what I want to do is play this hot track that's been just ringing in my head, singing in my head all day long, et cetera's hot new single, Black Dress. Check it out, I think. Yeah, check it out.
You know what you're doing. Black Dress is driving me crazy.
Black dress, fitting her curves in one strap. Left, working that body like an actress. Can I keep granted the accent?
No.
She had this little black dress, fitting her curves in one strap. Left, working that body like an actress. Can I keep granted the accent?
No.
As soon as she came in the door, I was in awe. Took the floor, stood about 5'4". Walk was mean, looking like a movie scene. She killed the draft, so now she's short for clean. She's moving her lips, grooving her hips. It was all good, but good, that's not it. She had on petite baton, my streak was gone. Now I'm posted on the wall like a peep song. She had a crowd all around her, dudes trying to hound her. Kept buying her drinks like they was trying to drown her. Walked up to her like your boy knew her. Then I froze up like a Sub-Zero cooler. This ain't me, I lost my G. What's up, cat? Tell me where your folks is at. All this fun was all in one. That I couldn't hold it down, kid, just because.
Black dress, fitting her curves in one strap. Left, working that body like an actress. Can I keep granted the accent?
No.
She had this little black dress, fitting her curves in one strap. Left, working that body like an actress. Can I keep granted the accent?
Straighten it up, shaping it up. Fell apart for a minute, but wait, I'm taping it up. I just saw this, her skin was flawless. Now I have to fall back like, how do I call this? Smile was bright and lit the room, hit the zoom. I became a victim soon. She was working that dress, her in a rack. I'm married to life, but I'm flirting with death. When I get a chance, I'ma ask for a chance. But for now, I'm in a trance and my beat was dance. Had me all in my zone, checking my breath. Oh, yes, I was just jocking her fresh. My second attempt, loving and sent. Know this man, right now I'm focus, man. So all that fuss is all it was. That I couldn't hold it down, keep just because.
Black dress, fitting her curves in one strap. Left, working that body like an actress. Can I keep granted the accent?
No.
She had this little black dress, fitting her curves in one strap. Left, working that body like an actress. Can I keep granted the accent?
No.
Break it down.
Take a look at me.
Tell me,
do you like what you see?
Do you like
me? Do you think you can?
What?
Do you think you can move me?
Now I'm like, What's your name? What's your aim? What's your game? Baby, can I touch your frame? She's digging my G, I'm digging her too. Holding her waist, taking up her personal space. Smelling like True Star by Tommy Hill. Probably with right now, mommy's ill. I'm plugging her ears, she's rubbing her ear. They hating my play, but I'm loving it here. All this fun, cause all in one. Gotta cut and hold it down, keep just in time. Strong as black dress, fitting her curves in one strap. Left, working that body like an actress. Can I keep granted the access? Black dress, fitting her curves in one strap. Left, working that body like an actress. Can I keep granted the access?
That is so hot. That is so hot. I think every woman loves her black dress and definitely can relate and appreciate that track right there. And with that, I have to roll out the red carpet. I just have to for superstar extraordinaire, singer, actor, et cetera. Welcome to the show. You the man.
Hello.
You the man tonight. What's good with you? How are you? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me? Hello. Can you hear me, et cetera? All right. Looks like had a little bit of technical difficulties getting him. We'll get him back on. In the meantime, I'm going to show y'all something because this is how we do it. We run the world. Girls, y'all can relate after Black Dress. Got to do this. Hold tight, y'all.
Me.
Welcome back, y'all, to the E-Buzz. This is your girl, Carla B. That was, of course, Beyonce. And after Black Dress, I'm just saying, we just got to show them we rerun the world, girls. And I think Beyonce wrote that after she heard Black Dress. You know, it just goes together. It just goes together. Welcome to the show, et cetera.
Thank you so much, I'm happy to be here.
No, we are just super excited. It's always fun to talk to you. You're so much fun. Before we even get in, I'm telling you, and I never even met you in person as of yet, but I've seen you do your thing from virally and what you've done on the red carpet and everything that you're doing. So definitely kudos to you. And I told our listeners a little bit ago that you were an actor as well as a hip hop R&B rap. I think you do all that kind of like intertwine. You do a little bit of everything. But I want you to share with our listeners, et cetera, a little bit more about you. And this is for the ones that have been like living maybe underneath a rock or something. Go ahead and enlighten their mind, if you will.
Well, I'm actually I'm a recording artist. I would say recording artist because I do a lot of writing. I made records. I got a lot of Grammy nods now. I'm acting. You know, I have a fragrance that's out that's doing actually well. Look, the commercial just aired this past Tuesday. And, you know, I don't know. I'm just trying to, you know, I hate to say it, but then I want to say it. I'm just trying to do, you know, BMW. I'm trying to do every black man's wish.
Wow, that's what's up. And that you are. That you are, I tell you. I have a saying that I say to myself, considering I'm an entrepreneur, but I definitely, you can relate to it as well. The quote is, it's impossible to stop a man or a woman that won't quit. You know,
yeah.
It's impossible, and it sounds like that's you too. You know, you're unstoppable.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Well, I'm trying. I'm just trying. I'm trying to make my mother proud.
Oh. Oh, that's so sweet. Boy, that's what's up. That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. Well, I heard about your new role in this hot new film called Black Heart, and I want to say congratulations to you on that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem. So tell us, because I know this is your debut role, correct?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay, so how did this role, et cetera, come about? I mean, you know, you being the unstoppable man and all, just break it down. Break it down for us.
You'll see, I went into the store and I played the number, right? No, I'm just playing.
Oh, my God. I'm writing it down because I'm telling you, I just want to be like you.
No, it's just, I just believe in, you know, what's the unbelievable. I was actually recommended by a gentleman I know. His name is John Thomas, a JT Talent. He, the role came to him, and since he's like my casting agent, he said, I know somebody to be perfect for it. He said, he's already a character. He's similar to exactly what this part it details. And he called me, and he said, I want you to do it. He didn't even ask me, could I, would I be, I want you to do it. So,
wow.
You know, the trust that he had in me and the director Kenya had in me, I had to give it like 150%. I had to. And as of today, it's actually an award-winning film. It was premiered in Philadelphia, and out of, I guess, how many films there were, we actually won the award for best film. So now, my first try out the gate, I'm happy to say I'm an award-winning actor.
Wow.
You know,
that's definitely big. I'm so proud of you. I am. I've been a big fan of your music just for a minute. We've rotated all kind of stuff from 3 years ago, and we'll definitely be rotating Black Dress.
I've been waiting to get back on the station, if you don't mind me saying. But since our last interview, I know I've been trying to the Facebook, to you, everything, and the love that you gave me for the last single, which would take you there, I had three singles before that did very well. But the love that women gave me, I had to do a song that, you know, catered to them. And I told my publicist, you got to get me back on the station. I don't care what happens? This song is Black Dress. It's for women. And
yes,
they're the women that have to premiere this.
Yes, that's what's up. Well, we definitely appreciate it. And I know the women appreciate it, you know, everybody that's listening as well, because it's hot. It really is. And I remember seeing you, I remember when you put information or your publicist put information out for a contest that you were having for the video of Black Dress, because you were looking for that perfect woman.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know what you were looking for. So what were you looking for, if you don't mind me asking really quickly? And
Well, I was looking for a young lady that resembles who the actual song is about. And it's about Kim Kardashian, how I met her on the Grammy red carpet and how we spoke and how her words just sort of resonated with me. And I sat and I wrote this song 2 years ago sitting in the Grammy Awards. And,
wow,
you know, and I said I have to have a video with her in it. But I ended up choosing Anita Clay, which is my co-star in the film, because
okay,
I think her look is just incredible. And then the women that came out for the video, I ended up picking Angel Rivera to do the lead for the commercial that was from the video. And they got in there, and the women that came down, I picked them for the video. And the video is going to premiere in another 3 weeks, even though the song is kind of, the song was like, it was dying at first. And all of a sudden, it
uh-huh,
started picking up. And it was like, oh, time for video. So,
exactly,
you know, big respect to the L.A., ATL, Michigan, Chicago, Illinois. I'm just, like, wonderful. And it's all women. And so that's another reason the fragrance came about, because I'm not letting women down by any means necessary.
Wow. That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, you're definitely not. You're not letting us down. But before I want to talk more definitely about Black Dress, but I want to also talk about the film. So I know I kind of jumped the boat a little bit, but I'm a woman. I'm just kind of crazy, and it's Friday night, so you just never know. I'm always doing something to go off script. But I want to know, as far as Black Heart, that your role in that, considering you're an award-winning actor now, can we expect more of you on the big screen, on TV, or what? Share with us what's up with that.
Well, at this present time, I've actually signed on for two films that's coming out next year in 2012. I'll put it to you like this. I'm not doing the lead in it, but I'm doing real, real big parts in them. So I'm into the acting thing, and it's something I have a passion for. So I'm going to make it happen.
Okay. That's what's up. He's going to make it happen. Y'all heard it right here on EOTM Radio, the E-Buzz with Carla B, et cetera, is going to make it happen. Black Heart, that film, okay, so it premiered in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So is it on DVD yet, or how is that working?
It's going through a segment of premiering through. It's premiering, then it's coming to New York, and then it goes to your screens. It's premiering tonight in Los Angeles.
Oh, my God.
And, it's premiering tonight in Los Angeles, probably as we speak. And it's going to premiere. The big whoop-de-doo is in August 27th in New York. And then
okay,
it goes from there. It had to go through, you know, its trials and tribulations of film festivals.
Right.
But it's holding its own very much so. And then it comes to your theaters August 27th. And that's when we do the whole red carpet, boom.
Yeah, that's definitely a beautiful thing. It really is. So tell us this, in the making of Black Heart, what was, like, some of your challenging scenes in that?
Wow. One of my most challenging pieces in there was, I'm playing an artist named Shane Davis, the struggles of having type 1 diabetes. A person, you know, I'm a healthy young man, so to play that role was sort of a stretch. So I sat down and spoke with the actual character, Shane, and he has type 1 diabetes and stomach cancer. So I sort of like walked with him through his days for like a week and a half, then another couple of times, worked him 2 weeks to see what he goes through. And just connecting as brothers and as human beings, I was able to like live his story through my life, and it just transformed me into another person. And it was hard to digest at first, and it really still is. But, you know, to live with something of that nature, that, you know, every day by day is a struggle. So, you know, I'm really like a advocate now, you know, changed my life. I'm an advocate now for diabetes. And, you know, I've always been an advocate for cancer because my mother passed away from cancer. So now, you know, it's even more reason to live. Thank you. Thank you. You know, it's even more reason to live.
Wow. That's definitely deep. And I think a lot of families, especially in the African-American community, considering diabetes is so high within our culture, I mean, our race, it's just crazy. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that your main, not sure the main demographic, but people within our communities can definitely relate to this film, because it's like they know somebody with diabetes and the struggles that they have to go through. So definitely, if nothing else, just to go in and watch this film and support that. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely a great thing, and I can't wait till it comes to Los Angeles. If it comes to Atlanta, you know, either city, I'll definitely be there, because my grandmother passed away from diabetes, and we watched her. You know, we watched her struggle with it, and like I said, I think everybody has someone within their family that's struggling with this devastating disease, and you know, so I'm definitely going to watch it just to find out what the hook is to it. And, you know, it's just crazy, but that's what's up. And you sound like you really put a lot of time and energy and research in this. You kind of remind me of, kind of sort of, when you were just talking about it, because I spoke with 50 Cent in regards to preparing for some roles, and you kind of reminded me of him when we shared how you did that, and like the way you speak when it comes to your passions and things like that. So I'm telling you, et cetera, from the first time, you know, we interviewed and I saw you online and, you know, and listened to your music and this and that, I'm like, yeah, this guy, he's just not going to make it to the top. He's going to be over the top. And some people, you can just see that. You can just see that. And that's what I see.
Thank you so much. Thank
don't
you
cry.
So, I mean,
don't cry.
I know.
Don't cry.
I'm emotional. You know, they say hip-hop artists can be emotional. So that's why I'm hip-hop/pop, because I can get emotional.
I love it. That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. And I'm all for the hip-hop and pop and conscious music and all that good stuff. So that's what's up. So I'm going to kind of, you know, steer away a little bit from Black Dress and Black Heart and Black Men and Black Women and ugly people and stuff, you know. But because I want to, our time is almost up, but I definitely want to get into your mind a little bit in regards to music, you know, and the way it's going today. Specifically, you mentioned pop. So how do you feel about trends in music this year, et cetera, with artists such as Lady Gaga, who seems to have major influence? It's like she's just taking over everything. What is your thoughts on this? Lady Gaga.
Well, I love Lady Gaga because she broke a mold in music, and it's like you don't have to be a certain way to win. You know, it makes me. She's like the poster girl for what music is all about: creativity, talent, image, charisma. I mean, I've never really got a chance to sit down and hear her speak as much as I want to, but from what I've heard and the little pieces I did, she's really a real person. She just wants to bring the creativity back to music. And as much as I've toured and as much as I've like been featured on records, I stick to my zone. Creativity is what I have to do, and I'm not going to compromise. Like CeeLo Green with his song F.U., it's just like, I mean, I'm sitting at the Grammy Awards and he comes on with the Muppets. I stood up and clapped when he first came out in the bird suit. Because what it is music is supposed to take human beings to another level or outside of the everyday hustle and struggle. And that's what they do. That's what I try to do. We try to paint pictures. And, you know, even though, you know, everybody says, oh, you know, it's not supposed to be buffoonery. It's not buffoonery. It's creativity. It's creative licensing. And I'm not going to stop. I've sold a lot of records. So that means at least hundreds of thousands, almost a million people must like me, must like CeeLo Green, and must love Lady Gaga. So, you know what? I've learned that, you know, if you follow the mold, I'm not following them all. Anyway,
that's
I'm not
going
to keep going. Thank you.
I heard that. So, I mean, where would you like music to go? If you had your way.
I really want to go back to everybody being an individual artist. Not everyone, you know, just copying off that artist because that sells. Because we have a world full of music. We have a world full of people. Everybody is not cut the same cloth. So I just want music to go back to being original. And if I gotta use my influence and use what I'm doing to chip at everything at this you know, hard ice chip we have, then I guess I get my equipment out.
Wow.
Yes, wow. You know. That's right. Let's do it. Let's
gotta
do
keep
it.
Got to keep it real. Got to keep it with how you want it to get done. And things are possible. I'm all about starting movements, et cetera. And I'm all for good music. I like, it's not what I like, but I definitely want to see the old hip hop kind of sort of come back. Music that means something.
So
that's definitely what I want.
The whole shiny suit. Total era, the whole bad boy, the whole kid and play music was fun.
Yeah,
but I see the movement that you're making over there. It was fun. I see the movements you're making over there. Don't undermine that. I'm watching your Facebook. I'm watching you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, that quote I threw out there as far as you, that's me too. You know, I could tell you some stories, but it ain't about me. It ain't about me. And what I want to do, because our time is almost up, et cetera,
yes.
And I just want to say, I know you're in New York. I'm in California. Time zone is different. It's a Friday night. Oh, my God, I'm sure you could be doing so many things with so many women in some black dresses. I'm just I'm just messing with you. You know, and I'm sure they try to come anyway.
Listen, I'm a servant to the community.
That's what I know.
I'm a servant to the community. I'm basically sitting in my car, listening to music. I'm not, you know, but I'm a servant to the community. It's what the women say. I love the guys. Don't get me wrong, fellas. Y'all
right.
are best.
Right.
But the women is the one that come in the front row. The women are the ones that tell me they love me. The women are the ones that buy the records. So you know what? I never bite the hands that feed me, and I sometimes lick the hands that feed me.
All righty, I'm sure the women love that for real. I hope they're putting something tasty on the tip of them, you know. But anyway, what is one of the biggest lessons you've learned? No. You get me off track and everything, and I'm a good girl. I think my daughters and stuff are listening to this show because they love you.
Hello.
But they're grown, though, you know. And again, much love to my daughter Ashley, who just had a bouncy baby boy. And
congratulations, Ashley.
Yes. What is one of your, you know, being in this industry and all, et cetera, what is one of the biggest lessons that you have learned along the way? I want to know what that is. The listeners want to know what that is. Yeah.
One of the biggest lessons? I don't think we got enough time for that.
In a nutshell.
All right. Never put your eggs in one basket. Man, don't take anything for face value. You got to be multifaceted. You have to be multifaceted. That's it. You have to be.
Wow. You said it. That's simple. When I said cut and dry and to the point and all that good stuff, and that's so key. That is definitely so key. Our time is almost up, but I have another question that I want to ask you, and I think that you really inspire people. So say, for instance, I got somebody, you know, we have a listener that's tuning into the show that's trying to be an artist. They're going out, they're in Hollywood doing this thing, or even an actor, and they're coming across all this Hollywood stuff. I mean, what kind of advice would you be willing to lend to that young novice trying to break into the industry?
Well, depending on the industry you're trying to break into.
Say, for instance, music.
Well, learn music first. Learn music, learn the craft of it, learn the history of it, and then learn intern in it. Before you decide that you want to be this rapper, learn and see if that's what you want to be. Because this game, just because, you know, you want to be something doesn't mean you're meant to be that. You know, you have to learn people, because this is all about people and how to work. So I would just say home in on the craft, learn as much as you can about the craft, and then be original. Close your eyes and just think of something that's different, that nobody else can copy from you. And if they do copy, they always relate that to you.
That's some really great advice. That's probably the best advice I've ever heard when I threw that question out there to one of my guests. So I'm going to maybe get a sound bite, cut that, clip that, put that out.
Thank you so much. You don't understand how much I wanted to be on the show again. So I'm trying not to talk the stuff that we talked before, because we were real fresh on the phone before.
Right.
I think
last time you were here, I think we had the other, we were doing like the Diva Roundtable for you. So, you know, I think you flirted with all three women, and all of them fell in love with you, and all of them was waiting on wedding proposals and all that good stuff. So it wasn't just me, but you got that wave of women, and that's a beautiful thing, because you understand niche marketing. So it's all about that niche and grabbing hold to it, et cetera. Tell us this. Tell us what kind of upcoming project you got going on. So if the listeners want to come and support and check you out, what's up with that?
Well, actually, right now, I'm actually working on an album. We went through all the red tape and everything is solidified. I'm working on the album. Should be finished. I have a bunch of great producers, a bunch of new producers, and some seasoned producers. And I really think everybody says, "Oh, my album's gonna be the best." No, I think my album's gonna be magnificent, because I've touched my life, and no one can duplicate my life. So when you hear the things that I'm talking about, even the stories, you're gonna like, "Wow!" And it's things on there that you wouldn't expect to come from me, because my attitude is so, jolly, and I'm stressless. But there were some things that happened in my life that I felt if I don't get them out, then they're going to go unresolved. And, you know, I'm a black man. I ain't trying to get high blood pressure, so I ain't trying to keep all that bottled up in me.
Exactly.
So, you know, and then I have the movies, and then I have Black Dress, the fragrance that my general manager, Kelly Watts, she's actually going hard on it. It's airing. It's doing very well. We're going from city to city.
Where can we find it? That's tight.
Oh, actually, you can actually go online and request a sample of it. And actually, it came out about a couple of months ago in Virginia, North Carolina,
okay.
South Carolina, and it sold out. And we didn't expect it to move like that. So we had to regroup, and then we brought it back, and now it's actually going online. So what we did was, and I don't want to hold up your time, but what we did was, and I hooked up with certain other companies. If you go request or purchase Black Dress and type in your description of what will you like as a woman,
right?
They're going to cater to you. Like one woman typed in, "Oh, I love Black Dress when you sampled it in Virginia, but I like nail polish." So we got a company named MJ2 and MAC3, and they sent the young lady nail polish. We customized it for the woman themselves.
Wow.
So no, every order is not the same. And we're trying to do that, you know, until the larger company comes in, and then it becomes just a, you know, an entity in the streets or an entity in Macy's and Sephora. But I'm trying to cater to the women, if I cater to him as an individual, I cater to him as music. Yeah, I'm gonna cater to you, to the women as a fragrance deliverer.
Right.
So you know, I just want it.
That's what's up. Congratulations to you on that. I'm gonna definitely have to check it out and get my free sample and check it out and see how it is. Yeah, definitely.
All you gotta do is email us and I'll make sure you have it. Matter of fact, you email me your dress size. I'll find a stylist that'll have your dress size and send you a black dress.
What? Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm not playing, Carla.
I would definitely do that.
They love me.
Yes. I know they do. And, you listen. See?
To women.
That's a beautiful thing. And I know that considering you didn't put it out there that you listen to women, that you got a lot of fans that are listening to this show right now. They want to know where they can find, et cetera. I know where I can find him. You know, Google. He's definitely Googleable.
No,
so go ahead
you can go to www.iametcetera.com and all my business is up there. My team, everything that I do is up there, from the interviews to the commercial premiere to Black Dress, the fragrance. All, you know, the contacts for the team is there, my publicist. I'm accessible. You can get it. And I make sure everything that I say is reality. Because, believe me, there's a lot of companies out here that, you know, just by using my name now, since the last time we spoke, I've become a product and I become my entity. So they, you know, when I pose that, listen, this is what I want to do, I got an overwhelming demand for people that want to give me their product. So when you purchase Black Dress, it goes out with my product, you know.
Right.
And plus, I'm a positive individual, so it's not just nonsense. So they let me do it. And I'm getting calls from distributors, and I just want to cater to the women before it turns into a, you know, something that mainstream just absorbed.
Right. You know? Yeah, they better get it in while they can. And right now, you're very accessible, so they need to make sure they check you out, because I can't continue to stalk you anymore. I promised myself that I'm just kidding. I'm so crazy.
No, but I love it.
Yeah, et cetera. You know, it's been a pleasure. Our door is always open. Anytime you got anything that you want to promote, just hit us up, because, you know, we got love for you. We got love for your publicist who set this up, Deborah. She is the greatest as well.
That is my heart.
Yes, and that's a beautiful thing for, you know, to you know, for artists to have so much respect for their publicists, because, you know, they do a lot. They do a lot.
You,
it's a 24/7 job.
Let me tell you, she is my walking gem. I don't understand. I mean, my manager, I love AD. I love my stylist. I love my makeup artist, Felicia. All of them. They're like, I think God blessed me with them. So I'm going to hustle till the wheels fall off, because I wanted to do this. Like I tell any artist, you want to do this, do it. If you're not going to do it, please sit over there. There's a lot of bench space, believe you me. And that's why I'm on the show, because oh, my God, you don't understand. You really don't understand.
I know that she's a hard worker, so I do know that.
No, I beg her to be on the show. Yes, she is. She is every day. And when I asked her for the show, she said, that's a definite, and she made it happen. She makes things happen. That's Mrs. Make It Happen. That's her name from this point on. Mrs. Make It Happen.
That's what's up, and I'm calling you Mr. Make It Happen, because you always do as well. Again, I'm Excedra. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Like I said, anytime. I can't say any day, because my shows are only on Fridays, but, you know, we have a ton of different radio personalities, so just make sure you stay in contact and keep us abreast of everything. I wish I was at the movie premiere tonight in L.A., because I'm here, but for some reason I just didn't even get the press release.
Let me tell you, we it's a long story, but you know what? You're at the time slot that things be happening.
Right.
At this
time. Exactly.
You know, things be happening.
Yes, sir.
But I appreciate you so much, Carla.
Oh, and we appreciate you too, et cetera. Again, thanks so much, and until next time, you have a great Friday. listeners, make sure before you guys exit our radio site, you better. I'm just going to be just aggressive tonight. You better subscribe to receive alerts to future shows because you don't want to miss Sweet Tea, the Sassy Diva, T'Angelo, the Stephen Knight Show, Mocha D, DJ Relati. We got DJ Craver. Can't forget him. He's coming with the trends, y'all. So we got a little bit for everybody. Make sure you subscribe. And until next time, y'all, peace and blessings. I'm out.